Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents.
Oh, I know, Joe, I know. It's so dreadful to be poor. Just look at this old dress.
Well, I don't think it's fair for some girls to have plenty of pretty things and other girls nothing at all.
Well, now, Amy, we've got Father and Mother and each other.
But, Beth, we haven't got Father and shall not have him for a long time, perhaps never.
Joe! Don't say such a thing.
I was only saying what everyone was thinking.
Thinking is thinking and speaking is speaking, and you must learn that one doesn't necessitate the other.
I'm not one of your students, Meg.
You know the reason Mother proposed not having any presents this Christmas was because it is going to be a hard winter for everyone, and she thinks we ought not to spend money for pleasure when our men are suffering so in the army.
We can't spend money for pleasure anyhow, because we don't have any.
Now, Joe, we may not be able to do much for the fighting men, but we can make our little sacrifices, and ought to do it gladly. But I'm afraid I don't. All I can think about are all the pretty things I want.
Oh, Meg, I really can't see how our little sacrifices would make much difference. We only have a dollar each, and how would that help the army?
But Marmy says...
I don't expect any presents from Marmy or you. But there's a book I really want, and I've been waiting to get it for ever so long.
I plan to spend mine on new piano music.
Of course you must, Beth. And I desperately need a new box of drawing pencils.
I suppose you mean desperately, Amy, not disparately.
I know what I mean. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, don't you wish we had the money Papa lost when we were little, Joe?
He didn't lose it. He was helping a friend of his in trouble because he's a very kind gentleman.
Of course he is. But anyhow, our fortune got lost. And how happy and good we'd be if we had no worries.
Well, now, Meg, you said the other day you thought you were a deal happier than the King children, for they were fighting and fretting all the time, in spite of their money.
Well, I think we are. For though we do have to work, we make fun for ourselves and are a pretty jolly set, as Joe would say.
A jolly set. Joe does use such slang words. And the way she puts her hands in her pockets and whistles? It's so boyish.
That's why I do it.
But it's rude and unladylike.
I'd rather be rude and unladylike than an affected nimini-pimini-chit.
Birds in their little nests agree.
Oh, really, girls? You are both to be blamed. You are old enough to leave off boyish tricks and behave better, Josephine. It didn't matter so much when you were a little girl, but now you are so tall and turn up your hair. You should remember that you are a young lady.
I am not. And if turning up my hair makes me one, I'll wear it in two tails till I'm 20.
Oh, Joe!
I hate to think I've got to grow up and be Miss March.
Oh.
And wear long gowns and look prim. It's bad enough to be a girl anyway when I like boys' games and work and manners. I can't get over my disappointment in not being a boy. And it's worse than ever now, for I'm dying to go and fight in the war with Papa. And I can only stay at home and knit like a pokey old woman.
Marmy will be home soon. Wear her slippers. I'll put them by the fire so they'll be nice and toasty for her. Oh, here they are.
Oh, put them closer, Beth. Oh, look at them. They're all worn out. Marmy really must have a new pair.
I'll get her some slippers with my dollar.
Oh, no, I shall.
I should do it. I'm the oldest.
But I'm the man of the family now Papa's away, so I shall buy the slippers.
Oh, let's all get Marmy something nice for Christmas.
Yes.
That's my Beth. What should we get her?
I'd love to buy her a nice pair of gloves.
You and your gloves, Meg.
Marmy loves them, too.
Beth? Oh, I'll get her some lovely embroidered handkerchiefs, all hemmed.
What about you, Amy?
A bottle of cologne. She likes it, and a small bottle wouldn't cost too much, so I'll still have enough money left to get my pencils.
She'll be so surprised, especially since she'll think that we're busy shopping for ourselves.
Here she comes.
Glad to find you so merry, my girl. Well, my darlings, how have you got on today? How is your cold, Meg?
Better, I think.
Oh, that's good. Joe, you look tired to death.
Oh, I think I'll live.
Here are your slippers.
Oh, thank you, Beth, my darling. Oh, they're so toasty and warm. Now, girls, I've got a treat for you.
A letter! Oh, from Father?
Yes, a nice letter from your father. Come and gather round, and I'll read it.
How is he?
He's well, Meg, and thinks they'll get through the cold season better than we feared. He sends all sorts of loving wishes for Christmas and wants me to give you his dear love and a kiss.
Oh, Papa.
He says, I pray they will always be loving children to you and fight their foes so bravely and conquer themselves so beautifully that when I come home, I shall be fonder and prouder than ever of my little women.
He shall be.
Poor Father. It must must be very disagreeable for him to sleep in a tent and eat all sorts of bad-tasting things and drink out of a tin mug. Oh, now I feel horrible.
Horrible, Amy?
Well, I'm such a selfish girl. But I'll try to be better truly so he won't be disappointed in me.
Oh. Yes, Amy, we'll all try.
And I'll try to be what he calls me, a little woman. And do my duty here instead of always wanting to be somewhere else.
Your father will be proud of you. I know he will. So let's not be gloomy. Do you remember how you used to play Pilgrim's Progress when you were little girls?
Oh, yes. You tied rag bundles on our shoulders to be our burdens.
And we wore big hats and carried sticks.
And we traveled through the house from down in the cellar.
Oh, the city of destruction.
Up and up to the housetop where all the lovely things were. The celestial city. I liked it when our burdens fell off and tumbled downstairs.
Well, I don't remember much about it, except I was afraid of the cellar and the dark entry. Oh, but I like the cake and milk we had at the top. If I wasn't too old for such things now, I'd quite like to play it again.
Amy, we are never too old, for it's a game we keep on playing all our lives in one way or another. Our burdens are here, and the road is always before us. Now, my little pilgrims, suppose you begin again, not in play, but in earnest, and see how far you get on before Father comes home.
But if we're pilgrims, then what are our burdens?
Each of you told me what your burden was just now. Except Beth. Perhaps she hasn't got any.
Oh, yes, I have. Mine is dishes and dusters and envying girls with nice pianos and being afraid of people.
Poor Bethy.
Let's try it.
I don't think I understand.
Don't you, Amy? It's only another name for trying to be good. And the story may help us. For though we do want to be good, it's hard work and we forget and don't do our best.
But don't we need a roll of directions like Christian had in the story?
It's Christmas time, Joe. You never know what you'll find on your pillow on Christmas morning.